Fallout 4 will be the first Fallout game since 2010, making use of the new generation of consoles. Gamers are going atomic in excitement to the release on November 10th. Made by Bethesda, the good people behind the Elder Scrolls series, Fallout 4 has been promised to be bigger and better than ever. The collapse of civilization has never looked so beautiful. Many fans are wanting to secure the copy of the game so they can blast into the experience as soon as possible. With many retailers offering bundles for those extra enthused fans, the pre-orders are piling in. I spoke to William Nicholson, manager for Game Retail, to find out just how big a reaction it was in terms of sales. So, what have the pre-orders been like?
Pretty much better than any other game this year, to be honest. I don't want to set
the world. Do you think it'll be the highest selling game of the year, William?
I think it should be, I think it's definitely only for Emmy.
And I heard the Pip-Boy version was very popular.
It was, I had sold it straight away.
In my heart, have you had any competitions to try and raise hype and get the sales in?
There's been quite a few competitions of guess the amount of bottle caps inside a bottle and take a photo with a big Vault Boy statue. That gets you into a competition.
This all started very differently back in 1997 by game developer Interplay. Fallout was originally a point-and-click PC title. After much applause from critics and fans, the Fallout game became a series with a number of sequels and spin-offs, all in the original format. The Fallout series then took a different path when current producers Bethesda bought the rights and produced their first game of the series, Fallout 3. The concept of Fallout remained the same, only now, making use of modern technology, Bethesda were able to make a first-person 3D role-playing game. This brought Fallout from a niche game to the mass market and created the fan base they have today. I spoke to Joe Donnelly, games expert, IGN writer, and Fallout fan.
I think the Fallout series has contributed to gaming overall massively. If you think back to the original Fallout, when it was this isometric top-down view, how far the industry's come on since. In fact, you could argue that if you take Fallout 4 compared to, say, Fallout 1, Fallout 2, although it's kind of looking through a looking glass, so to speak, in terms of how different it is, it has shaped a lot of open-world games. I think the work that Bethesda have done, and in my personal opinion, Obsidian with Fallout New Vegas, although that's not who's doing Fallout 4, I think how it's changed the original idea and worked on it has really opened doors for not only the genre, but for action RPG, and has really brought in a lot of people to the genre who might not necessarily before been that bothered by the kind of tactical, strategy-heavy kind of ethos of the original iteration. Yeah, I think, again, like I touched upon earlier, in terms of inviting players who wouldn't necessarily have found these games accessible before, I think making it first person, introducing the sandbox aspect, allowed them to bring in new faces, new people who wouldn't necessarily have been too keen on the genre, but they've kept them interested with engaging narrative and with the kind of action set pieces. The introduction of Vax as well in the first person, in the first-person sandbox, it's really good. I think it allows people to engage in the combat, but there is a lot of strategy to it as well. It's not just about just blindly going and shooting or whatever. There is about tactics in terms of how you can map out the battlefield.
Fallout 4 is hyped to be the biggest game of the year. A series famous for its setting and music, a few examples of which have been played throughout, hopefully lives up to expectations.